My name is Larry Geller, president of Kukua Council. I'd like to introduce our speakers for today. It'll be Pamela Witte Oakland, chief administrator of Hospice St. Francis. Where am I? See, shouldn't leave these introductions to me, St. Francis. And Jacob Silva, the program director. And they're going to talk to you today about how to stay healthy at home. And I apologize for they'll introduce themselves a little better than I did as the first part of their talk.
Is it morning? No, it's afternoon now. Good afternoon, folks, and thank you very much. I'm Pam Witte Oakland, Chief Administrator of St. Francis Residential Care Community, and Jacob is our Program Director for our Stay Healthy at Home program. But more importantly, we have with us today Sister William Marie Elaniki. We both work on behalf of the Sisters of St. Francis, and she is not only the Chief Administrator of the St. Francis Healthcare Foundation, she's the President of our board for this program as well. Sister William Marie? Thank you. And it's nice to be back. I believe Sister and I were here about 2 years ago when you folks were setting priorities for different programs and initiatives to help the seniors. And so we're back here today to tell you we left and we did our homework and we put together a business model that we are confident is going to serve our elder very well in our community. And I'll start with a little bit of history about the Sisters of St. Francis and our mission. And then we'll move on to Jacob to give you some more info on the program. He comes to us as a registered nurse with 18 years of experience, both in the clinical setting and as a manager in healthcare. So he can speak to health concerns as quite the expert. So as you all know, the Sisters have been in Hawaii for a very long time, and their mission is to create healthy communities in the spirit of Christ's healing ministry. And it was with that mission, and I'm going to use the wireless, is that okay?
Yeah. Turn it on.
I'll do the slides. We didn't bring our remote control, I'm sorry. So with that mission in mind, the vision of this program is we're dedicated to addressing the long-term care needs of folks within our community, and to do that both in their residences and in communal environments with emphasis on preventive health care as well as health maintenance and healthy lifestyles. Okay. The Sisters came to Hawaii 125 years ago at the request of King Kalakaua. Six Sisters came on the Mariposa, and the Sisters celebrated it. Many of you, I'm sure, saw last year was their 125th anniversary, and they started a year early. It took them a year to celebrate all of their accomplishments, and in fact, we ended the grand finale with the reenactment on 4th Street Mall to the cathedral in Honolulu, so it was quite an event. But it was with that request that they have spent 125 years serving Hawaii's community. And today, Sisters at 44 Sisters of St. Francis still reside in the state of Hawaii. And most of those who are here today are local girls who are born and raised here in the islands and have come back toward the end of their ministry to continue to serve their hometown. And they're known as women of vision. Women of risk, women of vision, and they've often been pioneers in the healthcare industry. They were the first to bring dialysis to the state of Hawaii, as well as the first to do organ transplants, and the first to open hospice care and home care. And so it is with that legacy that we're here today to introduce a program and a new first called Stay Healthy at Home. Very much like, and I guess in this room we all remember, what did we do before 911? We dialed O for operator, and the operators connected us with the appropriate emergency service. Well, the Sisters, along with Dr. Livingston Wong and Mayor Frank Fossey, coordinated the 911 system here in Hawaii, or on Oahu, I should say. And it's with that same initiative and that same effort of collaborating and working with providers that Stay Healthy at Home was created. It's a desire to coordinate, centralize, and simplify providing care to seniors in their home setting so that they can stay in their home setting as long as possible, thus staying healthy at home. So with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to Jacob Silva, our program director, and he'll give you a little bit more detail about how the program works and how you can get involved.
Thank you for having us here today. We want to share with you briefly what we've been doing with Stay Healthy at Home. And although we keep saying new, we actually been doing this now for almost 2 years. Can you hear me really well? It's hard to know. Yeah? Okay. We've been doing this for almost 2 years. And so thank you for letting us come today. And some of you may be familiar already. We've been doing presentations, and some of you may have been at those already. Just briefly, the vision here, as you can see, it's aligned with what the sisters have been wanting to accomplish, and that's to go out into the community and provide services for seniors exactly at their home. And that's what Stay Healthy at Home is set to do. How the sisters came about Stay Healthy at Home was that they identified these challenges, which are not new to you. Many of you already know about all the challenges in Hawaii, the aging population that just keeps growing and growing. Of course, all of you want to be at home as you age, and as things come up, if there's chronic illnesses, we know that people want to be at home. Another challenge that we keep seeing over and over is the overwhelmed caregivers. And I have experienced that firsthand being out in the field as a nurse, working with home health clients. It's that caregivers usually have their own jobs to do, they have their kids to take care of, and then in addition, they end up having an elderly dad or mom that they have to care. So that's another challenge. And the fragmented delivery of care, as you know, if you call for services now, anything that you may need, you end up having to call different places, leaving messages, and therefore Stay Healthy at Home is, the goal is that clients will call just one number and they would get the services that they need without having to call and figure out what to receive. And of course, money is a big problem nowadays, as you know. Reimbursement is lower, and there's just a lot of unknowns about what's going to happen with healthcare. So what can Stay Healthy at Home do for you? Just the three main goals that we have is, first of all, is we want to help seniors to remain independently at home. And we do that a number of ways, and I'll talk to you more in detail about that. But we want to bring wellness, we want to bring education right at the home, as well as for caregivers, so that they can continue to help their parents stay at home for as long as possible. And then, of course, the main thing is that we want to have a centralized, and we do, we have a centralized referral service now in place where our members are calling, and whatever services they need, they just call our number, and they do receive services through the membership program. And then other services that St. Francis doesn't provide, we have partnerships with the community. And this is part of our message, too, is that we want the community to be involved with St. Francis and to partner. In those areas that St. Francis is not providing, then we're looking to establish partnerships so we can continue to bring those services together. And I'll give you more detail as to how that's working. This just gives you a snapshot of the program services that we are having, again, a centralized, you call the one number that you see on the screen, or the website for those of you that may have access to computers. How this works is that the member just calls the one number, and again, if they need additional services other than the ones that the program provides, then we will connect it to those additional ones. So for example, you see on their transportation services. If they need that, then we'll go ahead and facilitate that. And I'll speak to you right now more detail about all the individual services. But again, the client would just call the one number and everything will be facilitated for them. The private duty part of it, again, I'll talk to that, and then we would facilitate, and then they would do all the billing and all that directly with the private duty provider. It's a membership fee that we have. It's a membership program. So the individual is $50 and then a $75 for the couple. And we do have a few couples in our program currently. If you choose to pay the annual fee for the entire year, we do provide a 10% discount on that. Again, some of the members have taken advantage of that. We also do reassure them that if something should happen and they end up not utilizing the service the entire year, we do provide a refund. So when we sign them up, we ask for them to designate someone that would receive the rest of the money if something should happen and they didn't utilize the services, but they went ahead and paid ahead for the year. This gives you a list of the membership benefits, and I'll talk to you about this more in detail. How it works is I'll give you examples of some of the members that we currently have. We have a couple of members that the families live in California, and they heard about Stay Healthy at Home through a local hospital here. And what they did is they went ahead on the website, looked at St. Francis' website, and then looked at the Stay Healthy at Home. You can click on there. And they called to find out, is this a service that they can use for their parent? So one example I'm going to give you is we have one family that it's a member. The daughter, again, she called from California and set up the services for her mom and dad. She has, the mom and dad are both in their 80s. Mom has Alzheimer's that is advancing, and then dad has multiple problems going on. So she had Stay Healthy at Home come in, and so what we did with the Stay Healthy, St. Francis Stay Healthy at Home program, we have the social worker and the nurse, of course, went into the home, did the initial home safety assessment and health screening assessment to establish what is it that mom and dad needed to remain at home, because both they have the means to be somewhere else, like an assisted living type of facility, but they chose to be at home. So the daughter said, what can we do to have mom and dad stay at home? So when it went in, identified all these services that they needed. We helped them establish lifeline services because they need that for the mom, since she tends to wander a little bit. We set them up with private duty services so that they can have someone come in for a number of hours and sort of be there with the mom and dad, also do some short, a little bit of shore services and light housekeeping and some cooking. So we did all of that for the daughter. All she had to do was give us a go-ahead. We had consent sign and all of that, and we facilitated all of those services for her. Again, a lot of times when clients call in to find out about Stay Healthy at Home, they'll ask, you know, why should I do sign up for St. Francis Stay Healthy at Home when I can do this on my own? And my answer to them is, yes, you can do this. You can call, you can use a phone book, try to figure out what's available. You're going to find that it's a challenge because, first of all, how do you know what quality of services you're going to receive? How do you know, are they licensed, are they certified? Who are these people coming into the home? The other thing is that, you know, you can hire caregivers on your own as well. You can put an ad in the newspaper, get someone come in for a few dollars. Again, how do you know who this individual is? You also have to deal with the payroll aspect of it, where you don't have to do that once you have a licensed agency come in and provide individuals to take care of your loved ones. So again, you know, that's my answer to individuals calling. You can do this on your own, but it's going to take some work, and you're going to have to do the homework to also identify what you're getting. And by utilizing St. Francis, clients know that St. Francis has been around for quite a long time, 125 years, and also that all the providers and partners that we're working with, we're asking the same type of quality service for our clients. So going back to this client, we also did our medication management review, which is part of the membership. We have a pharmacist contract through St. Francis. And so the nurse and the social worker go in, identify that the client is taking multiple meds. In this case, the dad with multiple heart problems and Parkinson's, other things. So the medication is compiled, the list of all the medications, why they're taking them, herbs, vitamins, you name it, everything. We turn that into the pharmacist, and then a week later, we get that back with the pharmacist's comments and recommendations of what needs to be done. This again, is part of the membership. If someone was to do this on their own, it would cost them approximately over $200. And again, this is part of the membership, and it can be done as needed, as things change and medications may change and treatment may change. So we did that for the family. Educational seminars and the chronic disease self-management workshops, those are things that we put on an ongoing basis for our members. One specifically that I like to talk about is the Stanford Chronic Disease Self-Management. Some of you may be familiar with that. We have staff that has been trained and licensed to be master trainers of the chronic disease self-management. And these are just simple workshops that we do once a week for 6 weeks and just teach anyone that has chronic illnesses to self-manage, not necessarily that you're going to cure your disease or your problem is going to end, but how to manage it on a weekly basis, just simply by doing short-term goals every week. So this is part of what we do. A couple of other things that I just like to mention in here is a volunteer assistance program that we have for these members. One of our members, actually a number of members now has volunteers going in there. Again, if you were to hire someone to come in there for just 4 hours, that's usually the minimum that agencies have. It costs you an average of $25 an hour. So if you hire someone for 4 hours, that's $100. If you're a member, that's part of the services that we're providing. And so it's a great value to have. Again, our volunteers go through screenings. They have the background screening, and they have a health screening as well, so that you are assured that this individual's coming in, you know, they're going to be providing quality service for you. So the other thing that I want to mention is with the membership and this one particular client that the daughter lives in California, the biggest thing for her was having peace of mind because she did not know where to go, what to do. She had her job, full-time job, and her kids. And once we stepped in, the biggest thing that she said to us was the peace of mind that she received, knowing that the people that she's working with, which is St. Francis, she can trust that whoever to the parents' home, she can trust that she's going to receive quality care, trusted individuals that are going in. And she's just been very grateful and very thankful for everything that we've been able to accomplish. And then we communicate with her pretty much on a weekly basis through email and phone, just to give her updates as to what's going on with the parents, and anything that comes up, we communicate with her right away. So it's been a great thing for her. And we have another client as well that's from the mainland. The son set up the services for the dad, and he's in the mainland traveling. He's a professional traveling throughout the country. So he was just wanting to have someone that was a second set of eyes for him while he's gone. So this, again, and this is just in a nutshell some of the benefits. And you have the booklet, the brochures with you, so you can read a little bit more on that. And then private pay services. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, sorry.
Service?
I'm sorry?
What is the banking service?
The banking services, we have a contract with Bank of Hawaii. And Bank of Hawaii, if you're a member of St. Francis Stay Healthy at Home, will provide you all the services that they offer to the employees. So things that are free checking, free banking online. If you're a Stay Healthy at Home member, that's provided to you as part of your membership. So there's no additional fee for that. And that's something that, you know, a lot of our clients that are looking to do banking online for their parents. And one thing that I like to point out is that if your parent has a different bank other than Bank of Hawaii and they don't want to switch banks, they can still set it up so the son or daughter can do the banking online. Pam, did you want to add something there? No? Okay. Did that answer your question? Okay. For the private pay services, so what we do is we go out and do our research, and we select certain providers. And again, I mentioned earlier that this is where we're still looking at other partnerships for services that could be part of the Stay Healthy at Home program. And what we do is that we want to have providers in our list that we can utilize that have the same standards as St. Francis, that are doing the background screenings, that are doing health screenings, that are licensed, that are accredited. And in many instances, a lot of these private duty partners are providing discounts for our members. So, for example, if you need adult daycare, there is a 10% discount for that. We also have discounted transportation services for our members. So, again, all you have to do is call our 547 number that I mentioned to you. And if you're a member, they'll make the arrangements for you to get the transportation to the doctor or wherever you need to go, and there's a discount for a Stay Healthy at Home member. So this just gives you just a little sample of some of the private pay services. And then some of our partners, and again, this list is subject to continue to grow as we continue to have other providers be part of the program. So again, you know, having the same standards that St. Francis has, and some of those you're familiar with already out in the community. So this is where we have opportunity for the partnerships to continue to come in to St. Francis and have all the services just be under one umbrella as opposed to having people call many places. Okay? And this is where we had technical difficulties, and I apologize. What I wanted to do is just kind of give you from the caregiver talk about how Stay Healthy at Home helped them. And usually this would read the letter that, I'm sorry, so you're just going to see pictures there. But basically what it was is she wrote a letter to St. Francis just saying that she's been very thankful for everything that St. Francis has been able to do for her parents to be able to stay at home. They've been in service for almost a year, and mom and dad are still home. And she's been very grateful that there's been a lot of communication going back and forth. The other thing that she mentioned in her letter that she wrote was that she could count on the professional expertise of the staff in the program. So it was just a great letter that we wanted to share, but unfortunately there was technical difficulty. So I'll just move it to the end here. And the pictures are just showing some of the activities and things that we do in the program. And this is the time for you to ask questions. Go ahead.
I think it's terrific. It's just terrific. How does the financing work? I know that you get monies through City and County and the state for bathing services, for instance, and Meals on Wheels. So how does that work in terms of client coordination?
Right now, the services are offered on a private pay basis. Now, what we're doing is we are going out for various grants to try to provide services for those that are not able to afford the $50 or the $75. So that's where we're going with the program, is doing the private pay and then going out for the different grants. And we do have the medication management that we're doing is because we do have a grant. We actually receive a grant for 3 years to do specifically medication management review. So for those clients that are not members of the Stay Healthy at Home program, if they need a medication management review, we'll go ahead and do that for them, and there's no cost to them because we have a grant for that.
If somebody is enrolled in your program, are they then eligible?
Are they eligible if they're enrolled in your program for, say, services from city and county, which is not means tested?
Yes, it is. Because our membership is private pay, anything else that's out there in the community, they're certainly eligible because there's no conflict with any other insurance or any other. Right, we do. Go ahead.
One of the things that Jacob talked about is that the program is designed as a caregiver program as much as it is to take care of anybody else. So to the extent the person needing the care is income eligible for all of the grant programs from city and county, they would not be charged. So someone else could be paying for their membership and paying for the coordination, and as long as the person receiving the care is income qualified, they would get the benefit of the grant. Otherwise, they would have to pay out of pocket. So we could deliver, St. Francis gets a certain amount of money to give baths for certain income levels. We could provide bathing service to anybody who needed it. They would have to pay on a ongoing basis for the service. Did I explain it? I think.
Yes, except there's no income.
Supposedly on the Old Americans Act funds.
No, but the contract that we get with Elderly Affairs gives us priority.
So you can set priorities, and that can be one of the criteria.
That's correct. Okay. And the priority is based on need and based on rural. Those
based
are the
on
two
need
priorities.
And rural. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Laura, you had a question? Oh, go ahead.
How many patients do you already have?
Today, sir.
Honestly, we have less than 100 enrolled members today as we speak. Okay, and what we've done is, and they're not even all paying members because we gave memberships to all of our St. Francis retirees. So we've just launched our TV commercials this past month, and it's still hot off the press. The TV commercials are out. There's some radio spots, and we haven't even done our print media yet. So it's very new.
So do you have any wait listed?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I noticed on here, you have estate planning services and long-term care insurance. Who are the two people using for those?
Long-term care, we are working with, who's the guy who was on the panel with you folks for the ambassadors? Do you remember?
Okay.
Stephen Reese is an attorney who does estate planning. And there's another insurance gentleman, I'm drawing a blank right now, Percy, but we have two professionals in the field who provide counseling. We're not selling policies. We're not in the financial transaction. And as far as you said there's something, reference to the state? Estate planning, yes, Stephen Reese, the attorney. I'm sorry, Laura had a question here. Microphone.
To help me understand the divisions and the payments, I have some friends who are, I'll give you a case and you tell me what kind of service you do and what each one pays for. This is a couple. The husband is 91, the wife is 88. She has Alzheimer's and is now falling a lot. He has kidney failure but doesn't need dialysis, wears a catheter. He recently fell and broke his arm. They don't have any relatives here. They don't have any children anywhere. So what kind of services would you be able to provide, and which do they get for the membership fee, and which would they have to pay for?
We have, besides Jacob as an RN, we have an on-staff social worker. So they would work with the individual's physicians. And to the extent the physician can write orders for all the clinical needs that they may need, it may be in-home health services, and he could speak better to that. But anything that the clinicians are not able to provide, we can coordinate those services, but they would most likely be out-of-pocket, pay-as-you-go, private duty, unless they were income-qualified or met some other grant criteria.
I forgot they are members of Kaiser, but not on the senior plan.
Okay, and we also have palliative care program that might be able to go in and provide some counseling to them to decide how they're going to work with these diseases and conditions through end of life. Palliative care, if you're looking at me confused, is a new word, and I'm not the expert to speak on that. Maybe we would invite a speaker to give you more details. It's not hospice. It's not that close to the end of life. It's pain management, but I've been told that you don't have to have any medical condition to have a palliative care consult. I, at my ripe old age of 50, could decide this is how I want to spend from now till end of life. And I can have that consult, make those decisions, document that, put that process in place so that if something happened unexpectedly tomorrow, it would be documented. Am I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's comfort care.
Let me continue and go with some specific needs that they have. Someone has to come in and bathe the wife and dress her in the morning. Would that be part of your plan or separate?
That would be something that we can help them set up the services for.
$75
right.
a month.
Right.
Okay, someone needs to shop and provide meals for cook. Meals. The husband, wife can't do it at all. The husband has never done it, hasn't a clue. They're vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of services would you give?
We can coordinate that the shopping for them, but they will have to pay for the fees for that. But we can set that up for them, but they would have to pay out of pocket for it. It wouldn't be part of the benefit. Yeah.
Someone has to clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They would pay.
They would pay. We would coordinate it, set it up, have the right partner in there. But they would, the private pay part of it, then that's their responsibility. Yeah.
Would Kaiser help with any of that?
Kaiser, I believe, has a case management and a gerontology elderly service, so it may benefit for them to give them a call and find out what's available through those services if they're a Kaiser member. Yeah.
So since he broke his arm, he can't drive and he can't pick up his wife when she falls on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for that?
That one, we would recommend Lifeline to have that in place for the safety aspect of it. And then
for him, well, because she's got Alzheimer's, she doesn't know how to use it, right?
Mm-hmm. But for him, he could certainly have that. Yeah. And part of the, if they were a member of our services, we can coordinate some volunteer services to come in there for them for a few hours. And they can do some of the light housekeeping or even some of the going to the store and picking up some groceries. We could have a volunteer do that for them.
And driving to the doctor?
The driving, we can look into that as well. Yeah.
Private or
transportation. We have a van.
Yeah.
We contract a Catholic charity, so we have vehicle for our members mm-hmm. available every day.
They pay or comes under the plan?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that about covers it.
It's really a concierge for care service, so mm-hmm. if you can think it up, we'll figure out how to coordinate it and deliver it.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other hard questions?
So for Kaiser members, you're saying their first line of defense would probably be Kaiser rather than St. Francis?
It could be anything they want. It's really up to you as a client. You can try to find out what Kaiser offers, and you can also, if you have the means to be able to have other services, and yeah, I mean, it's up to you, the client
so
individually.
So they could work with St. Francis
definitely.
As well as Kaiser?
Definitely, yes. And we have had cases like that where we had a Kaiser members and they came to our program and we coordinated back and forth with their social worker and their case manager. So yeah, it's yeah.
And transportation services, it's what did you say, Catholic Charities? So what is the cost, say, of one trip? Meaning one trip, meaning one way from your house to a doctor, if you can give us a generic.
Sure. Normally, it would cost you approximately $30 or so one way. But if it's a member, there's a discounted rate, so we would charge $25 for them.
Okay. So in other words, it still is. I mean, if someone needs to go to dialysis, I don't know about dialysis once a week, whatever it is, it still is
three
times a week.
Yes. Yeah,
oh my goodness. Then it still is pretty costly, and all these fees then can be written off taxes as medical expenses.
Yeah, I see this as, I came in a little bit late, but I see this as a way to delay having to go into a nursing home.
Yes.
And so what do you perceive would be the relative costs with going with this program versus going into the nursing home?
Sure. A monthly average cost for nursing home is anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000, depending on what skill level of need you have. So that's what you're looking at. Now, this program, as I mentioned before, is $50 a month. So you can see that difference there. And if you have to pay for a few other private pay services, like maybe someone to come in, you know, for a few hours, you're still looking at a great savings in terms of, you know, $6,000-$7,000 a month for a nursing home or even care home, because care home is pretty much about the same. So yeah, so even if you were to pay $100 a day, you know, that's still a great savings as opposed to $7,000 versus $3,000. So yeah.
I take different Catholic Charities. I sometimes take them to appointments.
Right.
Cost me nothing.
Right.
I take the handy van that's $2 one way to your doctor's appointment or to anywhere on the handy van. And Queens also has a van where if you're going to something in the hospital, it's free. And they also have another van that will take you to any of the POB 1, 2, or 3. Those are free. So there are several van places that give free service. And they may ask you for a donation, but you don't have to. So you need to be aware that the $25, $30 through Catholic Charities, I'm very surprised to hear that.
Let me clarify this. Catholic Charities is not charging that. That is us. We've contracted with them to provide the service to St. Francis, and we're charging that amount. And that is for outside, I'm trying to think, if it goes from Pearl City all the way out to Hawaii Kai. So although you, there's limited capacity, what you speak of is very accurate. There's Handy Van, there's Catholic Charities, and a lot of those are grant and government supported, but there's limited capacity to those. They're not always available. Sometimes there's a wait, whereas ours is dedicated to our membership. So it's just a private transportation option for those who are members of our program. We realize there are other opportunities out there, but they're not always available at the time that the need is present. Okay?
Well, I believe that, I'm not sure about Queens, but I believe that the free transportation, say, from Catholic Charities or in various places, I believe that is means tested, I'm not sure.
I believe it is.
I believe that it's basically really a Medicaid service, but I'm not sure.
No.
But
Okay.
Okay, I stand corrected. But really what I wanted to say was I can see a huge advantage of having one place that can be contacted that would coordinate everything. Even for somebody who is, alert and capable and able to handle things, it can be so overwhelming to coordinate all the different needs. And when you get somebody such as the couple who don't have children who can handle it, it's literally an impossible task unless they have friends who are stepping in. And even then, just I love your use of the word concierge, basically. That is really just seems to describe what you're doing. And I see that as a tremendous benefit, having somebody who you can rely on to screen providers. If one provider becomes unavailable on short notice, I'm sure you're able to find somebody else. And overseeing to make sure that the care is being done properly. That's just a wonderful service.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We appreciate it. But you're right, it's the coordination of the services that is the true value of the program. And we embarked on this a couple years ago, looking at it strictly from the kapuna perspective, and realized that it truly is a product for the caregiver, who may be much younger, who may be at the prime in their career, juggling a career and a family and a spouse and some kids and a soccer game and a PTA meeting. And they're kind of balancing the two, and then all of a sudden they've been toss the caregiver hat. And how do you juggle this third piece in your life and make sense out of it and give the fair amount of responsibility and commitment to each piece of it? And that's where we see the value in being able to help take some of the busy time out of coordinating those services with a single referral source and providing that balance of quality of life for everyone involved in that family dynamic. So thank you very much. If there aren't any other questions, I'm sorry, Tony.
I'm wondering, it sounds to me as if one of the basic values of your program is quality assurance, that you have looked at the providers and you are not recommending any of the providers that do not provide quality care. Now, suppose that a person uses one of the services and has a problem with it and tries to resolve it through the provider, but isn't getting satisfaction. What is your role in that case?
Well, we certainly want to know about it, because if we're putting our name and our reputation on the line, we certainly want to know about the quality of care that's and services out there. We will do continual feedback and ask for satisfaction comments from all of our members. And the business relationship is truly between the provider and the member. We're not in that business transaction. But as a company, we've issued certificate of insurance, and they've issued a certificate of insurance back to us for liability perspective purposes. But we will certainly want to know, and we'll do our due diligence to know that future referrals are to all very credible companies. And we thank the legislature this past year for requiring licensing of home care services, because that was a big need in the community. And as a healthcare provider, St. Francis does all of the minimal criteria that's now required by law. It's something we've done from the get-go, and we're glad to see that it's now become an industry norm.
Thank you.
Okay. Last call? If not, we thank you all very much for the opportunity to share what we've learned from all of you and what we've packaged to serve our greater community. And you've got the number 547-6500. We welcome phone calls anytime. Thank you. Thank you.